Countdown for blast off. X minus 5, 4, 3, 2, X minus 1, fire. From the far horizons of the unknown come transcribed tales of new dimensions in time and space. These are stories of the future, adventures in which you'll live in a million could-be years on a thousand maybe worlds. The National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with Galaxy Science Fiction Magazine, presents
X minus one.
Tonight, The Last Martian by Frederick Brown.
It was like any evening, but duller than most. I was back in the city room. I'd just covered a boring banquet, and the food had been so bad that I felt cheated, even though it cost me nothing. Now, just for laughs, and my job, I was writing a long, glowing account of it.
City desk, Cargan. Yeah? You what? Uh-huh. Yeah, sure, why not? Okay, Barney. Yeah. Bill.
Yeah?
You finished typing that banquet story yet?
Uh-uh.
Finish it, huh?
30. Okay.
You know Barney Welch, don't you?
Barney's bar? Of course I know him.
I know you know him. It's just a rhetorical question.
What about him?
He just phoned.
So?
He's got a guy down there.
Who?
Claims to be from Mars.
But is he drunk or raving or both?
Barney doesn't know. But he said there might be a gag store if you want to come over and talk to the guy.
Drinks on the expense account?
Yeah.
You got a deal. There wasn't a Trib reporter who didn't know Barney well enough to borrow money from him. I made for the bar like a St. Bernard makes for a fallen traveler and ordered a quick one with water on the side. Keep the bottle handy, Barney. Which one is the Martian?
You see the tall, dismal-looking guy sitting alone there in the booth?
Over there?
That's him.
What's his story?
Well, he says he just got in from Mars 2 hours ago and he's trying to figure it out. He claims he's the last living Martian.
Mm-hmm. Does he know I'm a reporter?
But he'd talk to anybody who listened to him.
What's his name?
He says it's Yangan Dao.
I'll talk to him.
Now, listen, Bill.
Yeah?
Don't get him violent or anything, huh? I don't want no trouble in my place.
Oh, now, don't worry, Barney. Look, dish up 2 beers for us, and I'll take him over with me. Barney drew 2 beers and cut off the heads. He rang up 60 cents, gave me my change, and I went over to the Martian. Mr. Dow?
Yes?
You mind if I sit down?
Help yourself. It's a free country.
I brought you beer. Barney, the bartender, told me something about your problem.
Oh? Thanks for the beer.
Drink up.
Well, I suppose you think I'm out of my mind, but... Well, maybe you'll be right. The bartender probably thinks I've flipped my lid. Listen, are you a doctor?
Nope.
Do you think I'm insane?
I'm not a doctor, and I haven't even heard your story yet. How can I tell?
Okay, I'll tell you. I'll tell you everything that happened. Then you tell me if you think I'm all right. 2 hours ago, I was on Mars.
2 hours? How did you get here?
I don't know. That's the horrible thing. All I know is that the others were dead.
All of them? How do you know?
I saw them. I saw their bodies in the street. It was awful.
Now, wait a minute. You mean you're the last one?